You know, they say that a cold open is more dramatic. You know, when you have something to celebrate, like a new show, like one recorded last week, or maybe a show ending of the zero, like a 20. Yeah, let's just start it the old way. Here it comes, right now. Episode number 20, that's right. The big 2-0, and it's the big show, the one we've been talking about for weeks. So it's kind of exciting. It was a great show, we had a lot of fun. There's a few little technical glitches. Unfortunately, our trumpet player, Johnny Luna, he was loud in the room, but the mic is not set up for recording. It's for amplification, and we really needed him in that mic. So unfortunately, he's going to be buried. You'll hear bits and pieces of him, but by the time we do this in a couple of weeks, we'll get it nailed down. And then, would like to see the guitars a little louder in the mix, but other than that, liked it a lot. So for something we haven't done in 13 years, this sounded really good, and we had a great time, and it was great to see Dave and Jono and John Lee and Rick and playing all together again. I mean, that was just a lot of fun. The show featured Bob Dorr and Jeff Peterson, then the Backstage Boogie Band, and then the show will end with Clarence Key. It was a lot of fun, and like I said, it was kind of strange not doing this for 13 years and then trying to do it all over again. So it was a little bit I was very nervous, actually. it all worked out, and it was fun, and it was just great. Now, there will be some changes in October, because Dave lives down in New Mexico, and so down in New Mexico, it was really nice he came up, and it happened to be his birthday, too, which was really cool. So happy birthday to Dave. Dave won't be able to play with us in October, so I think we have somebody set up for that, and I will know more for next week's show. I'll let you know. And then John Lee Egan, he just was going to play for the 1 week too, and so Email Miles from the band Flipside will be taking over on bass. So that's kind of cool. When we come back here after the first hour of the show, I'll go ahead and we'll tell you about the second hour of the show, which will be next week's show, and then also who's coming up in October on the Iowa Blues Showcase. So hope you enjoy this. This is, again, the first time that we've done this in 13 years. This is as close to a brand new show as you're going to get, ladies and gentlemen. So, coming to you live from Grandview University in the Student Center at the Speed Lyceum. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Iowa Blues Showcase. Hey, welcome to the Iowa Blues Showcase. My name is Tom Gary. This is podcast number 20. Yay!
Thank you, I like that. Tonight's guests, we have Bob Doerr and Jeff Peterson. We have the Backstage Boogie Band, and we have Clarence Key Jr. Yeah. Well, thank you all for coming out. We've been gone for 13 years. So we're glad to be back for season 5. It's been a long wait, but we're still here. Every single one of us. I like that. Let's go home, Jono. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope you're getting picked up. It'll sound great at home. Hey, like I said, we've been gone for 13 years. Our last show was at the historical building in December of 2003. And so it's good to be doing this again. If you don't know, or the people at home, this will be our 20th podcast every week, mostly on Sunday, sometimes on Saturday night. We go ahead and I post up older shows, but this is the new show. This is the big show tonight. So this has been, it's took us a few months to get it organized, but we're glad to be here. We're at Grandview University at the Speed Lyceum, and tonight we're hoping to raise up some money for the Viking Swing Club. Yay, Viking Swing Club! I'm an alumni of Grandview University. I remember when the Student Center was just a one-story building, and we're probably about where they used to either have the kitchen or maybe the video games. It's kind of right in that area. So I used to spend a lot of time in here. And then the art department used to be right down here in the building, and spent a lot of time there because my degree is in art education, so it's good to be home. And then also, the Speed Lyceum, Professor Speed was my old music professor for the first year I was here at Grandview. And he was an incredibly great professor. But unfortunately, I was not an incredibly great student my freshman year. So I wisely got out of music and went into art. So, and it, I mean, you know, being a blues man is one thing, but I wasn't cut out to be classically trained, I guess. All right, so we're just going to have our first guest tonight, all the way from Cedar Falls, Waterloo, fighting the floods all the way here. Our Iowa Blues Hall of Famers, Bob Doerr and Jeff Peterson.
Blue 2.
Oh, Blue 2. The Blue 2. They'll play a song, we'll have a little interview, and they'll play another song for you. So, ladies and gentlemen, Jeff and Bob, the Blue 2.
Thank you.
show.
I don't know nothing that is it down here on the ground. Don't stand by to bug me. You got to get away. Don't stand by to bug me. I got no time for you today. Don't stand by to bug me. You know you gotta get away today. Well, that schoolgirl drinking, she's pouring out a 2-pint beer.
Say what?
A schoolgirl drinking, she's pouring. Big old beer. But don't talk to me, cause you know I gotta get away from here. Don't stand by to bug me. You got to get away. Don't stand by to bug me. I got no time for you today. Don't stand by to bug me. You know you gotta get away today. Help me. Me, I got no time for you today. Don't stand by the bug me. You know you gotta get away today.
Ow!
Door, Jeff Peterson, Blue 2, right there. Well, welcome to Des Moines. I think it's, I would call it your adopted hometown, wouldn't you think?
I would.
I remember the days that, like, Thanksgiving was always your night at Connie's, and it would be like, you know, the place would be packed, and people would be dancing, and then, of course, there's the fair during the summer. It's just, it's great to have you back here.
Thank you, Tom. You are correct. We used to be big stuff here.
I know. It's so sad. You know, I don't get me started on bar owners in Des Moines. That would get me.
Well, bars are struggling everywhere.
Yes. So what do you do in your spare time when you're not doing music and people here don't know what you do as a regular thing?
What do I do?
Yeah, what do you do? I know he's a golfer, right?
I make radio shows. I go out in my garage and sit in the corner and talk to myself.
I like that.
It's a neurotic kind of thing.
I understand. I actually do that too in my podcast. It's kind of an interesting experience doing that.
It is.
Except I haven't learned not to do the and the and the eh, and so I need some lessons from you.
I've become a very, very good digital editor regarding.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, that helps me out quite a bit.
Oh, okay. Well, now I've learned something. I thought it was just a natural gift.
One would hope so after 44 years. That's right, October 2nd, 1972, I did the very first rock and roll music radio show ever on any Iowa public radio station.
Nice.
So I was, that's right, I was a child prodigy. I was like 6 years old then.
I hear you.
You know, if people listen to me all the time, we should be talking to Jeff.
I know.
He just got inducted into the Iowa Blues Hall of Fame in 2016.
But then I can't do my Marcel Marceau impression on the radio.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, and you're not only are you one of the great, and you've been in, you're in the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Headstone?
Yes.
And the Blue Band? So you're in a lot of Hall of Fames.
It still costs $6 for a cup of coffee at Starbucks.
And the golf game, how's the golf game going?
Well, Tom, we're all getting older and the game's getting slower.
I hear you. But at least you compete against guys your own age, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and let them play another song. It's the Blue 2, Bob Doerr, and Jeff Peterson.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for having us here. It's a really cool thing that you're doing for Iowa Blues podcast around the world. So, yeah, we're big. We're nationwide. We're worldwide on the podcast. So thank you very, very much for all the years of encouragement and hard work and effort on behalf of all of us Iowa Bluesers. Thank you very, very much for that. Tom was talking about the good old days back at Connie's on Thanksgiving, back when I was drinking, what, 14, 16, 18 shots a night? Holy cow. Yeah. Well, Old Crow was just kind of a step up for me. But in those days, Jeff wrote this song for me called Bottle in the Kitchen, and we're looking for some vocal help again on this, so help out.
I got a bottle in the kitchen, got one on the back porch too. I got a doctor who cares, but ain't got no cue. I got a bottle in the kitchen, got one on the back porch too. Help me now. I got a bottle in the kitchen.
Thank you.
Let's hear it for Jeff and Bob.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much.
Thanks, Tom. From Cedar Falls, Waterloo. All right. So our next show will be in October on the 30th. It's going to be a special tribute to Jimmy Pryor. We're celebrating his 100th year all year long. We started doing that down at the Gas Lamp, and you can see that was a wonderful success. So we're doing it here next month, so come on down. And then his official birthday, according to Living Blues Magazine, is February 5th of 1917. So in February, we'll have the actual podcast on that date. We'll be just dedicated to him. So come on out for that. We got a lot of cool people coming in. We've got Scotty the Wingtips, Bad Boys of the Blues, Big Daddy Dennis Kane, and others. So come on out for that. That'll be October. So then our next band tonight, I'm ready. Ladies and gentlemen, the Backstage Boogie Band.
Just go down.
Before we get into, Byron's going to sing a song here called The River. Before we get that, has Rick got a mic over there? No. Hey, somebody, talk about the gigs we got coming up. Saturday, October 1st at Sam's in Altoona. So come on out. Good food. It's a nice little restaurant. It's more restaurant than a bar, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
There we go. There's Rick.
October 22nd.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Club 2000.
Ooh, we're going back home.
Going to the South Side.
The South Side, all right.
South Side.
South Side.
South Side. Hey, I'll tell you what. This band's been a lot of fun. I've enjoyed it. I've been playing with it for about a year, and it's like.
It's 2 years.
2 years? God, I can't keep up.
You're still
with
paying your dues.
That's right.
We'll let you know when you're done.
All right. These
don't make me have a boat.
Yeah, well, you got to work hard to be in this band because it's like we got a lot of equipment, so more than a blues band.
Got a lot of issues too.
Yes.
Makes for heavy baggage.
Yes. Heavy baggage. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's have Byron do one here—an old soul tune from the '60s. That David Byrne covered.
Thank you. funkiest bass player in Polk County.
Don't forget the guy on the drums, Mr. Rick Muschietta.
Thank you, thank you.
We'll be right back with a Clarence Key Jr. Don't go nowhere. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the podcast. Episode number 20. Yay, 20. Yeah, thank you. I'm excited. We're up to almost 5 podcasts downloaded a day, which is kind of exciting, actually. Because I was only expecting maybe 5 like a week, so that's nice. I especially want to send thanks out to not only all of our Iowa listeners, but California. We have over 130 downloads from California alone, so thank you, California, and New Mexico, 70, thank you, and Belgium, 12 from Belgium. We are worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. We even had a download in Korea and Japan just recently, yes. So we're slowly spreading the gospel of the blues, ladies and gentlemen. Hallelujah and praise the Lord. All right, our next guest comes all the way from Des Moines, Iowa. He's one of the legendary blues and jazz cats. He's also a DJ, used to be a DJ on KFMG. Ladies and gentlemen, a raconteur of the highest order, Mr. Clarence Key Jr.
How you doing? How you feeling? How about this wonderful lineup band here? Give them applause because we're gonna, you wanna have some fun? We're gonna have some fun now. Look, I'm gonna need your help. Now at the end of the song, now it's called Love That Little Woman, but at the end, it's like I'm gonna talk to you, I'm gonna sing it to you, and you sing it back. So let me hear how you, we're gonna do it like this. Love that little woman. Love that little woman. Said, I love that little woman. All right, you passed the audition. So when I point to you now, and I want you to come off strong. Are you guys ready?
Man, Clarence, it's like you're teaching a class here at the college.
I'm ready to rock. You ready to go, gentlemen? 1, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4. Clap your hands. thank you.
Clarence?
Oh, I don't know, man. I just love doing it.
Yeah.
With you and all these gentlemen. I gotta have some fun.
Well, what people don't know is that on the very first season one, show one, you were part of that.
Yes, I was.
Matter of fact, you were the MC and you sort of was running the show for a while. It was pretty exciting.
Yes, I was. I guess a good memory. It's been a while. It's been a while, yeah.
So I thought it was good that our first show, we should have you back as our, you know, one of our first guests.
Well, thanks for having me then, and thanks for having me now, and I really appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, a hand for Tom Gehry, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's always fun to play with all these gentlemen. And John and I go so far back. I mean, you know, we used to be in a band together, something different way back in the day. And do you mind if we can do a blues in G?
All right, we could do that.
Can we handle that, John?
Ladies and gentlemen, Clarence Key Jr.
Blues in G. We're going to Tennessee. You want to go to Tennessee? I'm going to take you to Tennessee. Some good blues. blues. Feel free to clap your hands. I want you to get into it. I want you to feel it. Oh, yeah.
one more time, you wanna help me? Just here's what I told you. You know what I'm saying? I said, baby,
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 baby, oh, baby, come back home to me. Are you ready? One more time. I said, baby,
baby,
baby. She went back on home to Tennessee.
Clarence Key Jr., ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
No, thank you, Clarence. Hey, we're back. So that was the first of the new shows. Next week you'll hear Hour 2 with the lovely Bridget Thompson, the amazing John Lukart, and Big Al Daugherty. That's right. So join us for next week's show. I was talking to Doug Trammell, who's a lead guitar player for the Backstage Boogie Band, and we're talking about how we can improve with recordings, because, you know, we needed to get Johnny Luna into the mic, because you got to understand, everybody heard him in the house, because he's a loud trumpet player, but we really weren't set up, we were set up for recording, and he really needed to be in the mic, so we will make sure that doesn't happen again, and we're also going to bring the guitars up in the mix. But anyway, it was awesome first show for 13 years out. So anyway, let's quickly look at next month's show. We have Big Daddy Dennis Kane, Curry Harder, Steve George, Iowa Blues Hall of Famer, international blues recording artist Mr. Kent Burnside, that's R.L. Burnside's grandson, Madam Jules, Scotty and the Wingtips, and of course the Bad Boys of the Blues, making their triumphant return to the stage after an absence of quite a few months. So it'll be fun. Also, real quickly, just wanted to thank all our listeners. We're about ready to pass the 800 downloads, which is pretty exciting. We're right now, I said 5 a day, actually we're at 10 a day. As a matter of fact, the last month we were over that, we were somewhere like 330 to 340, I can't remember right offhand, for the whole month, for 30 days of downloads. So, things are going pretty good, and, hopefully we'll just keep growing. And, you know, you guys are helping us keep the blues alive by downloading and subscribing and sharing and telling your friends about them. And, you know, it's really great. I was reading an article about podcasts, and one guy said, you know, we should change the name to Radio On Demand. And that's really what it is. It's basically Radio On Demand, commercial-free radio, at least in this instance. You know, spread the news, because, like I said, the only way the blues is going to survive is you guys listening and letting other people listen and tell them about it. So, anyway, I hope you enjoy the show. We'll see you again next week. And like I said, you know, it's crazy season, and politics are weird, and it's still a little warm in for September, but it's finally cooling off, so I think that's cool. And you know, what better way to spend your evening as Saturday night or a Sunday night? Listen to the blues, the best of the blues, in the Iowa Blues Showcase. Thank you very much. See you next week. God bless.